The distribution of rift valleys that opened up in the Triassic, probably starting around 225 million years ago, along the U.S. eastern continental margin, shows how extensive this early separation of North America from Africa really was. These valleys have been filled in with non-marine sediments from alluvial fans that extended off the surrounding highlands, rivers, and lakes, as well as lavas from volcanoes associated with the subterranean heat source. Most of these valleys have no surficial expressions, and some lie deeply buried offshore. However, note the large rift valley system separating Florida from the rest of North America. This structural pull-apart system is called the South Georgia Rift Basin, which has been completely filled in today. Had rifting transitioned to actual seafloor spreading, there would have been no Florida basement and, ultimately, no Florida. Why this rift area ceased to widen and ceased to detach Florida from the rest of North America is unknown. But two important consequences resulted. One, the African basement rocks forming and underlying modern-day Florida remained attached to North America, thus making Florida an exotic terrain. The character of the basement rocks more closely resembles African rocks than rocks further to the north in North America. Second, the rifting did produce a large, linear, fault-controlled valley that extended across southern Georgia that did partially fill in with non-marine sediments, but eventually became flooded with seawater as sea level rose during this time frame. This flooded valley became the Suwannee Seaway that prevented muddy, turbid river water flowing from the southern Appalachian Mountains from reaching the Florida platform, thus allowing it to continue to produce carbonate sediments.